3 and 31. Vishwam yate tat svatanu nishante.
Vishwam yate tat svatanu nishante.
Yata vakasham purusha parobhavan.
Yata vakasham purusha parobhavan.
Vibharati soyam mama garbhagobhut.
Vibharati soyam mama garbhagobhut.
Aho nilokasya vidambanam hitat. Translation. At the time of devastation, the entire cosmos containing all created moving and non-moving entities enters your transcendental body and is held there without difficulty. But now this transcendental form has taken birth from my womb. People will not be able to believe this, and I shall become an object of ridicule. Please repeat, at the time of devastation,
the entire cosmos
containing all created moving and non-moving entities, enters your transcendental body and is held there without difficulty. But now this transcendental form has taken birth from my womb. People will not be able to believe this. And I shall become an object of ridicule. Srila Prabhupada gives a very lengthy and very wonderful purport. As explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, loving service to the personality of Godhead is of two different kinds: Aishvarya Purna, full of opulence, and Aishvarya Shitala, without opulence. Real love of Godhead begins with Aishvarya Shitala, simply on the basis of pure love. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanina Santosa Devaridesha Vilokyanti Jamsham Sundaram Achintya guna svarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. For pure devotees whose eyes are anointed with the ointment of prema, love, want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Shamasundar, Murlidhar, with a flute swaying in his two hands. This is the form available to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who are all in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Shamasundar, not as Lord Vishnu, Narayan, who is worshipped in Vaikuntha, where the devotees admire his opulence. Although Devaki is not on the Vrindavan platform, she is near the Vrindavan platform. On the Vrindavan platform, the mother of Krishna is Mother Yashoda, and on the Mathura and Dwarka platform, the mother of Krishna is Devaki. In Mathura and Dwarka, the love for Lord is mixed with appreciation of his opulence, but in Vrindavan, the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not exhibited. There are five stages of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Devaki is on the platform of Vatsalya. She wanted to deal with her eternal son Krishna in that stage of love, and therefore she wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead to withdraw his opulent form of Vishnu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur illuminates this fact very clearly in his explanation of this verse. Bhakti, Bhagavan, and Bhakta do not belong to the material world. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Amchayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatittaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in the spiritual activities of unalloyed devotional service immediately transcends the modes of material nature and is elevated to the spiritual platform. From the very beginning of one's transactions in bhakti, one is situated on the transcendental platform. Vasudeva and Devaki, therefore, being situated in a completely pure devotional state, are beyond this material world and are not subject to material fear. In the transcendental world, however, because of pure devotion, there is a similar conception of fear which is due to intense love. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamamavijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvata. And is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, bhaktyaham ekaya grahaya. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the spiritual situation of the Lord. Bhakti may be considered in three stages called Gunibhuta, Pradhanibhuta, and Kevala. And according to these stages, there are three divisions which are called Jnana, Jnanamayi, and Rati, or Prema. That is, simple knowledge, love mixed with knowledge, and pure love. By simple knowledge, one can perceive transcendental bliss variety. This conception is called Mana Puti. When one comes to the stage of Jnanamayi, one realizes the transcendental opulences of the personality of Godhead. But when one reaches pure love, one realizes the transcendental form of the Lord as Lord Krishna or Lord Ram. That is what is wanted. Especially in the Madhurya Ras, one becomes attached to the personality of Godhead, Shivigraha Nishtarupadi. Then loving transactions between the Lord and the devotee begin. The special significance of Krishna's bearing a flute in his hand in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan, is described as Madhuri Virajati. The form of the Lord with a flute in his hand is most attractive, and the one who is most sublimely attracted is Srimati Radharani Radhika. She enjoys supremely blissful association with Krishna. Sometimes people cannot understand why Radhika's name is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, however, Radhika can be understood from the word Radhanam, which indicates that she enjoys the highest loving affairs with Krishna. Not wanting to be ridiculed for having given birth to Vishnu, Devaki wanted Krishna with two hands, and therefore she requested the Lord to change his form. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmaya Shri Guruve Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pravritananda Shri Vidya Radha Shivashadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Srila Prabhupada began the 10th canto commentaries in 1977 on Nityananda Trayodasi, which means sometime in February. And then Srila Prabhupada, although his health was continually worsening, flagging, he reached until chapter 40. And that's as far as we go here in this chapter. We're almost in Boys and Calves, chapter 15. And at that stage, Srila Prabhupada stopped. No, there's still chapter 14, which is in the little book. So Prabhupada did this book in the months more or less from February to October, and then Srila Prabhupada departed from the world. Because 10th canto, especially after Krishna's pastimes begin, reveal Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, as in this purport, Prabhupada is very explicit. He makes certain explicit statements. He's emphasizing the importance of pure love of Godhead, which is only possible by the residents of Vrindavan in relationship to Shyamasundara. Srila Prabhupada talks about how pure love to Lord Krishna, that is what is wanted, especially Madhurya Ras. I don't know if Prabhupada has made any such statement prior to this. He is making a qualitative statement. He's emphasizing especially this is what is wanted. And he goes on to glorify Srimati Radharani in the following paragraph. Generally, in terms of preaching Krishna consciousness, our real business is to give people some faith or understanding that God exists and that He's a person. That's already more or less a lifetime for many people to digest and to actually adopt the type of lifestyle that will allow them to understand or enter into God's personality, what it means that God is a person. We say generally, yes, God is a person. Just like I'm a person, but the fact that I'm a person doesn't mean that you know me. To know a person, you have to hear about him, you have to have intimate involvement with him, and there has to be some type of relationship, particularly relationship of service, that then actually becomes the basis for getting to know the personality of Godhead. But although that's what we're generally trying to establish in preaching Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and so on, it's not the end result of Krishna consciousness, but as Srila Prabhupada here points out, the end result of Krishna consciousness is actually to develop love for Krishna. And that real love really begins only on the liberated platform. In other words, only when someone has become, as Bhagavad Gita is quoted here, Mamsa Yoga Vicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevati Saguran Sevati Taitan Brahma Bhuya Kalpati Brahma Bhuya, liberated platform. When one is on the spiritual or transcendental platform and is completely fixed in Krishna's divinity, completely free from the bodily concept of life, then this concept of God's greatness, this Aishwarya, this can then be sort of put in perspective of God's personality, where His personality dominates who He is, dominates over what He is. Just like a important person, maybe a judge or a surgeon or a prime minister. So he has a very important post and most people relate to him on that level. However, he also has a family and his family don't relate to him as the prime minister. They relate to him either as father or husband or brother, like that. And that's the only relationship where there's actually real love. The other relationship, there's business transaction, there's respect, there's fear because of power and so on. But there's no real love. There's too much gap, too much difference between the common man and the prime minister. And that causes an obstruction in the real flow of affection. The natural dynamic of love is that it flows amongst equals, because love requires intimacy, and you can't be intimate with someone who's greater than you. You have to be respectful, so therefore you can't be intimate. There's an obvious and inherent danger in stepping into these realms when one actually isn't convinced of Krishna's divinity, and one oneself is also still very much on the bodily platform, identifying oneself with this body rather than as a spiritual living entity. Because then the tendency or the nature will be to then actually think that he is an ordinary living entity. And of course, the whatever the relationship is, it won't actually be pure. It won't be the pure love of God. It'll end up becoming lust. And then there are all different types of categories of people who are generally fall into the category of sahaja. All, bal, kartabhaja, nidha, daravish, jatkosha, who still condition souls, but many of them want to enter into this realm of confidential relationship. So it doesn't work. You're an ordinary citizen. You can't just walk up to the prime minister, pat him on the back, and they'll throw you in jail. If you become his family member, then that's a different story. So, but the whole principle is that you've got to become family first, or at least you've got to be adopted into the family. And Srila Prabhupada here is emphasizing these principles that one should understand and know that such things exist, even though we may be cultivating lower stages of devotional service, because then it makes the path of Krishna consciousness very clear. And here Srila Prabhupada is giving some emphasis. He says, but when one reaches pure love, one realizes the transcendental form of the Lord is Lord Krishna or Lord Ram. That is wanted. Especially in the Madhurya Ras, one becomes attached to the personality of Godhead. The question arises in people, well, how do you make this transition? How do you make this transition here, what is called Aishwarya Purna to Aishwarya Shitala? And the answer is that under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, with awareness of what actually the destination is, then there becomes a natural transition in the way that in a tree, it becomes a natural feature of a tree that only has leaves, that ultimately from leaves there grow flowers, and the flowers transform into fruit. However, one needs to know that trees bear fruit. Otherwise, if you're looking for fruit, then you won't hang around to pick them. If you're just satisfied with the flowers, then you think this is what the fruit the tree gives, and then I go away with the flower. So Chaitanya Charitamrita then says, and this is what Srila Prabhupada begins the purport in quoting, is that those devotees who worship Lord Narayan with the principle and think that the means of serving him is through the process of regulated devotional service, they end up where their destination becomes Vaikuntha. Whereas devotees who recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as Shyamasundar, he's only worshipped by spontaneous devotional service, they go to Goloka Vrindavan. Conditioned souls all practice regulated devotional service, but awareness of the goal, like with everything, you have to be aware of a goal. Awareness of a goal, proper guidance, and particularly chanting Hare Krishna and serving Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission, naturally brings about that type of transformation in the heart of a devotee. And like a like the example of a tree and a fruit, it happens naturally in its own time. A tree starts off as being just a little sprout, and then it becomes just a very little bush. You can't, no matter how much you shake it or water it or whatever you want to do with it, it won't bear fruit. The fruit bearing comes naturally in time. When the tree grows, when that shrub becomes a tree, and the tree becomes firm and mature, then naturally at a particular season, whatever the fruit is, if it's apples, it may be in the fall, if it's cherries, it's in June, then the fruit will come. So similarly, as Prabhupada here says, Santa Dasa Sakya Vatsalya Madhurya, all of these fruit come naturally of the tree of devotional service in time. One has to, as we were discussing yesterday, simply follow the process and chant Hare Krishna without offense. And Srila Prabhupada here is giving information. This is very interesting. In this last paragraph, Prabhupada is talking about how Srimati Radharani is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. In 30th chapter of Bhagavatam, Krishna disappeared from amongst the association of the gopis, 29th chapter at the end, and then they started to go looking for him, and when they looked for him here and there, finally they saw his footprints, and along with his footprints, they saw there were the footprints of another girl. So then one verse was stated. Someone knows how it is. I wonder if it's quoted here. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada here says the word aradhana is quoted in the verse, and it makes indirect references that she worshipped him the best, aradhana, and that's where the word radha actually comes from. And generally, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they understand that this is actually indirect mention by Shukadeva Goswami of Srimati Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyway, these are some of the points that Prabhupada mentions in the purport in perspective with Devaki's here statement, which is very interesting, is that Krishna appeared in his Vishnu form, and she said, if people hear that you, in whose belly the entire universe exists, appeared in my belly, they'll make fun of me. So he says, therefore, you should just appear like an ordinary child. And this is part of the relationship. Devaki's relationship with Krishna is not fully on this level of spontaneous attachment, because she's always aware of just this. On one side, she's saying, you should become a little boy. On the other side, she's saying, but you're the Supreme Lord. So it's called, there are different names here. Gyanamayi is what's being used. It's mixed with the affection. It's mixed with knowledge. And therefore, it inhibits, actually, the flow of love. The affection is there. But sometimes when the awareness of Krishna's Aishwarya or opulence dominates, then it inhibits actually loving affection. And one example of that comes later on. At the conclusion of the whole event in the wrestling arena, Krishna and Balaram came and they wrestled with all the wrestlers, they killed all the wrestlers, then they killed Kamsa, then they killed Kamsa's brothers. So when all of this was all finished, then Vasudeva and Devaki came. Krishna let them out of prison, and then they were there in front of Vasudeva, and when they saw what Krishna and Balaram had done, then they remembered that Krishna was actually God. And although, well, you can imagine, they hadn't seen Krishna and Balaram for so many years, they had been locked up in jail, so what do parents do in such a circumstance? They immediately run to embrace their children. But they were just awestruck. They just stood there. They were just thinking, who could kill this great demon Kamsa? And they didn't move. And because this knowledge of Krishna's position just so much obstructed the natural loving affection. So in order to destroy that, then Krishna started to cry. When they were standing there, Krishna, as he was an ordinary, like he was a little boy who was just scared in some very frightful event. So he started to cry, and as soon as he started to cry, then it broke their meditation on his greatness, and immediately then they came to embrace him. So Srila Prabhupada says like this, that this is the mixed mood of Devaki and Vasudeva, which is not shown by Nanda Maharaj from Radha Yashoda. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. 8 o'clock we go through, right? Any questions or comments?
Don't give the holy name to faithless persons. Where is the limit between preaching and this offense?
Where is the between preaching? You just preach according to what people can take. You preach according to people's understanding. You don't preach beyond. It's just the standard practice in education. If someone's 8 years old, you don't start telling them about nuclear physics. It doesn't mean anything to them. So what do you teach them? You teach them so they, what they can understand, arithmetic. And then there's a progress. So, because why? Because if you give them knowledge which is too much beyond, then they may commit offenses, and then you become an offender by inducing someone to make offense. Or they may misunderstand, or mislead, or maybe misled.
Because there
it's a matter of how the words are used. Spiritual, because spiritual can simply mean, generally the understanding of spiritual means is Brahman. And Brahma Bhuta, you may be on the spiritual platform, but you may not be engaged in devotional service. So, for instance, impersonalists, they may come to the spiritual platform, but they're still not rendering any service. But devotional service on the spiritual platform, then if that's how the devotional platform is described, is when one is actually rendering direct service to Krishna, which is superior because it's not a platform of just a neutral objective realization, but it's a platform of actual engagement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.